I don't know what you've heard about
the bad G.
Buddies with the sweet spot 1 to 3.
We
love some red dirt and some Jordan speed.
U and T.
He's the afternoon J-U-B.
B.
I don't know what you've heard about
the bad G.
Buddies with the sweet spot 1 to 3. He loves fajitas and some U and T. He's the afternoon J-U-B.
That's right. You hear the theme song. It's time for our weekly visit with the commander. One of those morning musers, it is George Dunham with a little afternoon jub. And the ghost of Harry Carey also joins us right now.
Ooh, I don't know what you know about Gaff.
Oh. Little tea box action.
There you go, straight into
yeah, you know.
How you doing, Georgie?
Tea box.
Doing great. How's my sweet spot?
Good. I'm looking forward to a little free-for-all tonight. I got that on the DVR because...
Oh, man.
Jeff told me this morning that you're going to be on with Sam and Deuce tonight.
I am. It's going to be huge. Wait till you see this appearance. I am going after people.
Ooh. You going to rip Deucey tonight?
Maybe.
Going to snip out some broads?
He kind of needs to be ripped.
Ooh, yeah.
Anybody who needs to be ripped is going to get ripped tonight.
Are you going to be in studio, or is this going to be via magic of internet?
No. I'm going to be in studio.
Okay. How are you dressing tonight?
Sexy.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. Oh. Always.
Kind of goes without saying.
I'll probably be wearing the same jacket that Mino was obsessed with and that
man
picture of me that looks like I'm hostage or something.
I think you have me confused.
Like Mike McCarthy on stage.
I don't remember putting that picture out there. That might have... If it was, I would take full blame, and maybe I just don't remember it. I remember the picture now that you brought it up, and it's a funny picture.
I thought it was you, because it was, like, everywhere for a while, and I think it was back when you were running the board for Team Hardline.
Yeah, it might have been me.
You look very forlorn in that photo.
Might have been me. I've tried to put some of that out of my memory. I do want to bring
up... it's on a T-shirt.
George hates that. He thinks about it every week. But
I don't care. It's just a weird picture of me. It just looks like I'm, I don't know.
It could be worse.
Contemplating ending it or something.
So a hypothetical me and Sean and Justin have been passing around because we're dudes. We like to bring up sports hypotheticals.
Sure.
So if you had to pitch one inning of a Major League Baseball game, say the Rangers throw you in there tonight in the top of the first inning, and you can't leave until your defense gets you 3 outs. How many runs would you give up?
Okay. Now, there is a chance.
And I'll just say fatigue and injury will not be a factor. So whatever you throw your first pitch at.
So Bochy has to leave me out
You have to be out there, and you have to get 3 outs.
So he's the opener? This isn't like mop-up time?
No.
It's like
it's 0-0 when he gets to the mound.
Okay, you saw my stuff in that first pitch.
Yeah.
At the Woodrow Wilson game a couple of weeks ago.
You had some movement.
And I know you just look at me and you just think, okay, right. But, and they could hit 20 straight home runs. But I'm thinking there's a chance that, I don't know, every fifth batter flies out.
Yeah. I think you could get out of there less than 5 runs.
I don't think so. And that's not saying anything about Jubb. Did you throw that? Was that first pitch from 60'6", or were you in a little bit?
Well, it was. No, I was right on top of the mound. Now, is high school mound still?
I think so.
Yeah, it's all 60
feet.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Man, I think we would walk 7 runs in one inning.
Yeah.
Who's behind the plate?
You get Jonah Himes back. He can frame you.
He's calling your game. Jeff has the pitch com.
He has to call a timeout because it malfunctions.
Y'all laugh, but I think we would have really good chemistry, me and Jonah Himes.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. But seriously, like Brett Phillips, I don't know if you remember him, George. He pitched in like 3 games in 2022. It was all like blowout mop-up time. But he gave up a total of 8 runs in 3 appearances. Now, yes, he's a
professional athlete.
Yes, but if you actually watch those outings.
We talk about farts for a living.
Okay, but he was throwing the ball 35 miles per hour. These were nothing but Ephus pitches. I'm guessing George is going to be somewhere in the same velo, and everybody's going to be so amped up to try to hit one 500 feet. I bet you George could pop up 3 dudes in an inning and maybe give up 5 to 8 runs. That's doable, what, I think.
What if we went 1, 2, 3?
See?
What if we strike out the side?
Two fly balls and then Adolis like rob someone of a home run.
You start clapping in your glove, thanking him.
Yeah, you gotta take off your hat.
And I'm just like Henry Rowland Gardner, just celebrating all the way off the mound.
Would you throw inside on Julio Rodriguez to try to back him up a little bit? Try to send a message?
Oh, yeah.
George just becomes Bochy's opener. Like they're having some pitching issues. Like, well, bullpen day, but let's throw Jeb out there and give us three quick outs.
And then all of a sudden, Hato is up.
That's a sick
You got nothing,
right
kid. Oh, I know it, and you know it.
That's a sick reference.
Oh, he had a sniff, too. He knows it.
You got John Candy up there calling the game.
There's a wild pitch, a very wild pitch.
And they couldn't
great
take
play-by-play.
Henry Rowan Gardner out of that game. Like, they had to just do the hidden ball trick and all kinds of stuff.
He had a plan.
Wouldn't you just bring in another arm?
It cracks me up that they had no idea Hato, he was going to have to face Hato until he like dug into the batter's box.
Like they didn't
box.
See him on deck? Like, come on. He's
and he's literally
a massive human being.
Sawdust off the bat.
Do you know how many laughs that movie brought me and my kids? We thought that was maybe the greatest movie ever.
Wasn't Daniel Stern the pitching coach?
He was great. Locked himself between two hotel rooms.
It doesn't really hold up.
No, don't tell me that.
Don't go back and watch it. Just leave it in the 90s. It was great.
I think I watched it like a couple years ago, and I still laugh.
And the hot single mom was dating that douchebag who was driving a Miata.
Yeah.
Oh, no, mom. Not Stan, whatever his name was.
Talking about Henry Runnemucker's mom?
Yeah. Garden hoser.
Runnemucker. Why is Mino turning on this movie?
No,
I guarantee it was one of your youth.
Oh, for sure. It was one of my favorite movies as a kid, and then I watched it again, probably 25 years old, and it just didn't hit like it used to. And I'm afraid to go back and watch movies like that I liked when I was younger.
I know.
Because it's,
like what?
Yeah.
Mighty Ducks?
Mighty Ducks, another one. Now, D2?
Oh, the knuckle
D2
puck.
Was great.
Didn't they play
the
Iceland
original
in the World Finals? That
was in D2. The first Mighty Ducks... And D3, which I was never a big fan of D3. Kind of jumped the shark.
Why didn't the Stars try the flying wedge or the knuckle puck last night?
Yeah, the knuckle puck probably could have bailed them out.
Yeah, pull the goalie, try the knuckle puck.
Bring in Keenan.
Yeah.
Or put the walrus in goal, from the Geico commercial.
That is a great commercial. Have you seen that one, Sean?
I'm so glad it's back. It's so great.
Don't fall asleep.
So you have a hell of a night ahead of you, George. You got a late night, dude.
I know.
Okay?
I'm doing great. Doing super.
We're like carving into your nap time talking about Little Big League or whatever the hell movie we're talking about.
No, it's Little Big League, great movie.
Okay.
Wait, it was Major League, right?
Rookie
of the Year. Yeah, Rookie of the Year. Yeah. Yeah, Major League's another good one.
Yep.
What is the best funny baseball movie of all time?
I think me and Justin might say Little Big League. Have you seen that one, Judd?
I don't think I have.
It's got the great Kevin Elster in it.
So this was filmed in 94 during the strike-shortened season. So they got a bunch of Major League Baseball players to be in it. So if you're just talking about quality of baseball, it's the best movie with baseball in it.
Yeah, Griffey's a badass at this point. Rafi's in it.
It's like Rookie of the Year,
bro,
but he's a manager.
I think Henry Rowland Gardner struck out Barry Bonds.
Yeah, and Bobby Bonilla.
Just when they were Pirates?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think that's what
and they gave
Barry
him mutual respect. They kind of pointed at him like, okay, kid, yeah, you got something.
Yeah, Barry's little cross earring went flying all around the box. He got turned around by Henry Rowan Gardner.
And then he had to float it.
Oh, man.
Float
it.
I think the arm is healed just a little tight. Would that be great if your arm made noises like that?
Yeah, it was always cricking, like you didn't have enough WD-40 on it.
And he hits the doctor in the nose and he says, funky butt loving.
Yeah, funky butt loving.
Did he just say funky butt loving?
See, it's like a 5-year-old, whatever, when I saw that movie. I didn't know that was
a substitute cuss word.
That's
like,
a great
okay.
kid cuss word.
It is a great one.
It is yeah. a great one.
Funky butt lump.
Well, George is the king of the old man dad cuss word on the air. You need to mix
yeah.
that one in, George.
Man, there was so much in that movie. As a dad, I seriously, I bet I've seen that movie 87 times.
Mm. On VHS, back in the day?
Oh, yeah, back in the day, yeah. Where our button on our VCR was broken, we had to use a straw from a high C box push rewind.
That is beaten.
At Dunham Manor, you couldn't afford a VHS?
Man, back then, no. We could not. And my oldest always quotes that when, you know, he came home from college and our youngest was, you know, watching his selection of shows on DVR. He goes, oh, man, when I was your age, we used to have to use a straw to
high C
hit
straw.
Rewind. A high C straw to hit rewind.
Just writing that
oh,
out.
Oh, man.
Goodness.
Man, I'm just wasting y'all's time. I'm
no.
sorry.
No, it's okay.
We were going to talk some ham versus food also, but out of
oh,
out
wait,
of
is there another
I think,
one?
I think we're going to do it again next week. We want to
okay.
give it a week to breathe. We got a lot going
yeah,
on.
Playoffs right now.
But
has he had Hush Puppies since last week?
Ham?
No.
Why not?
He didn't hate them. Yeah, you heard the segment, right, George?
It.
Yeah, I did, and I was kind of disappointed. I thought he'd like jump up and down over Hush Puppies.
Yeah, they didn't change his life like you thought.
No, I guess not.
So we came up with the ham scale. So he'll rate every fruit food 1 to 10, and he gave Hush
okay.
Puppies a 6, which is okay. And you gave
low. Yeah, I thought they'd get a
okra
sure
was like a 3.
9. Yeah, I didn't think you'd like okra. I don't like okra. But I like Oprah talking about the ham diet.
Oprah okra diet.
Goodness.
You well, get a nerd's rope.
Well, Jeb, I want you to slay tonight on local TV.
Oh.
Okay.
Slay, girl.
I'm gonna bring them some complimentary warheads.
I want you to turn to Sam at some point and say, slay, girly pop.
Slay.
And snap.
And yeah, see if they'll do a whole...
She just laughs.
A whole segment with a warhead in their mouth.
Yes.
Okay.
Just please say slay at least one time tonight for us.
Slay it?
Slay. Just slay. However,
just slay?
However
okay.
you want to mix it
slay,
in.
Huh? Slay,
that's,
huh?
That's our word of the week.
Okay.
All right, George.
I'll do it.
All right, love All you.
I'll do it.
We'll talk to you
next
week.
You guys are the best. Love you. We'll talk to you next week.
See you, George. That is Afternoon Jub, where we talked about Rookie of the Year and only giving up 7 runs in an inning. That's pretty good. All right.